This is Bigger Pockets Daily, the audioized version of the world's number one real estate investing blog. Hope you're having a relaxed Sunday. I'm your host, Tyler, and I read these articles so you can keep learning while you go about your busy life. Oh, and you'll find endless content on biggerpockets.com. Create an account today. It's free. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
How Smart Landlords Spot Fake Pay Stubs by Remen Okorua. Verifying a potential tenant's monthly income is a vital part of the rental screening process. The most common way for tenants to show proof of income is by providing pay stubs, which show the tenant's earnings, year-to-date payroll information, and deductions. Ensuring that a rental applicant can afford the monthly rent helps ensure that they will pay the rent on time. Unfortunately, it's all too easy to produce fake pay stubs. Many online companies offer to create fake check stubs for a small fee. Some say they do this legitimately to help freelancers or self-employed people prove their earnings for rental applications. However, legitimate reason or not, the pay stubs are still fake, and it's impossible to know if the payroll information is genuine. How to spot a fake pay stub? The difference between a fake and a real pay stub can be challenging to spot, but a few telltale signs can help you identify fake stubs during the application process, such as errors, an unprofessional appearance, and missing information. Here are some things to look out for to determine if the applicant has provided an actual pay stub or not. Number 1. Lack of professionalism. Look to see if the check stub appears professional. It's rare for a company to produce unprofessional documents that look fuzzy, contain spelling errors, or use strange fonts. Also, ensure that all the characters and decimal points are evenly lined up. A doctored pay stub could have text or figures that seem out of line with the rest of the information. Number 2. Round numbers. Are the applicant's monthly earnings perfectly rounded to the nearest 1,000? On the face of it, there may seem little difference between earning $3,000 and $2,996.30. However, which figure seems more realistic? People rarely take home paychecks with a round number. Number 3. Letters instead of numbers. It's not uncommon for counterfeit paycheck stubs to use a capital O in place of a zero. The difference may be subtle, but it could be a sign that the stub is fake. Number 4. Fake stubs usually have inconsistencies. Legitimate pay stubs always contain consistent information. Check that all personal information, name, address, and social security number, matches other official documents the tenant provides. There also may be information listed in multiple places. it's vital to ensure it all matches up. Number 5, the figures don't add up. If you have suspicions about a counterfeit check stub, do the math to see if the figures match up. It should be easy to calculate earnings and deductions. However, if there are miscalculations, it could be a red flag. Use other income verification methods. It may not be possible to tell a fake stub from a real check stub just by looking at it. Some check stub services produce counterfeit stubs that look like the real thing. If you are a landlord or property owner, it's a good idea to use additional methods to verify income. Here are some ways you can check pay stubs for genuineness to strengthen your income verification process. Request a W-2 form. It can be helpful to request the tenant's W-2, but of course, it's possible to fake this form. However, it's more challenging to produce a counterfeit W-2 than a pay stub. You can use the same methods for checking the tax statement as for the pay stubs. Call their current employer. On the rental application, you should request employment references from the tenant's previous and current employers. Typically, if the applicant knows you will call their boss, they're less likely to commit pay stub fraud. Employers are not obligated to reveal precisely how much an employee earns. However, you can determine where they work and their position. Of course, it's also possible to counterfeit a company letterhead, so always do an online search to verify the company's address and contact number so you can speak to the actual employer. Request bank statements. A tenant with nothing to hide in their finances will be able to provide bank statements. The statement should show the applicant's wage as a deposit from the employer. This figure should match the information on the pay stub. Ask the tenant to request Form 4506. To be sure of an applicant's income and ability to make regular rent payments, you can ask them to fill out Form 4506. This application authorizes the IRS to release a copy of the applicant's tax return to a third party, in this case, the landlord. You can also use this income verification method if someone is self-employed or works in the gig economy. Run a credit check. You can also run your own credit check to verify the rental applicant's ability to pay rent. If you use property management software, it should have a feature to request a credit report. You can also include this function in an online rental application and charge the prospective tenant for it. Always do due diligence. Unfortunately, it may not be possible to spot every fake pay stub or fraudulent application. Therefore, it's crucial to carry out thorough and robust tenant screening. On the rental application, you can insist on at least 2 forms of income verification. You can then verify that actual income is enough to cover the cost of the rent. It's also good to check their employer and previous landlord references and run a credit and background check. Remember, it's harder to get a bad tenant out of an apartment than allow them to sign the lease. Trust your gut instinct and do your due diligence before approving a rental application. Hopefully you got something out of today's show. Before I leave you, here's a quick tip. Finding an investor-friendly real estate agent can accelerate your path to purchasing your first or next investment property. How do you do that? By visiting biggerpockets.com/findanagent. That's biggerpockets.com/findanagent to find a top-rated agent in your backyard. Have a great day, and hope to see you right back here tomorrow.